Going on, man. This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
I think was 70.
No, it's about his final bounty, like the very last one. Because if Luffy's beat Kaido, his bounty's gonna be higher than Kaido's.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. Kaido's bounty
is 4,611,100,000.
Goodness gracious. So Luffy's bounty, right? Luffy was in the billions too, but I think he was like one.
Yeah, he was one.
So
let's see. Right now, he is 1.5 billion.
He's going to be higher than Kaido. Big news gonna make sure of that.
Oh, big news. Boy, I say
one of the dopest side characters in all the anime. But man. Big news gonna make that happen. Because big news are he's already vision cast this whole thing. He saw it. Big news saw all this coming. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like, there's something special about this boy. I gotta report on this boy. No, like, oh, he ain't about me nobody. And big news like, nah, I'm telling you, I smell big news. I smell big news, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm telling you, that's gonna be the one. You know, so I mean, like, he's probably gonna be five. That's my guess. So let's play a guessing game real quick. So I say five for Luffy.
Let me see. Hold up. Before we do all that, let me go, because we gotta look up Roger.
Oh yeah. Goldie. Yeah. One Piece bounties.
Let's see here. Okay, yeah, because Roger was almost at 5.6.
Okay, yeah, 5,564,800,000. I'm thinking that's correct, right? If you see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. All right, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. So Kaido was the only, like, so the only person that had a higher one with him was it's already dead was Whitebeard.
Yep.
He had 5 bill. Kaido had 4.6. Charlotte, 4.3.
Thanks, you all.
Yeah, Shanks is 4 mil. You know what? Let me take mine back then. So let's say, well, I'm going to let you go first. What do you think Luffy's going to be once Kaido's done? Man, since he's beat Kaido.
I want to say they're going to slap Luffy at about 6.5.
Come on, like off rip, like just off of this just joint right here?
Oh, he jumping. He going to jump.
I'm going to be. Okay, talk to me.
Think about it. He survived Touch of Land.
He did.
No, I'm saying supposedly put a hit out on Big Mom.
We know those are lies, but you know.
It's big news, yeah. Man.
Big news, bro. I'm saying big news made it so. You know, just
right.
He put a hit out on Mama and survived. The other man survived.
There you go.
He did survive. So.
Went in Wano.
Mm-hmm.
Went in Wano. Beat Kaido. And has the most elusive fruit in history.
That's also very true. And I think especially now that it's been woken up, people got to know now. Because when it was using the fake name, which is Goma Goma no Mi. You know, like when it was under that name, nobody really cared about the fruit.
They're like,
it's no big deal. You know what I'm saying? It's like not really that big of a deal, whatever you want to call it, whatever. But then when they were like, yeah, that was a fake name that we made up, we're like, whoa. You know, it was like reading that government part, but we was like, what are you talking about? It's a fake name. You know what I'm saying? It's called the human fruit.
Yep. How about me?
We was like, huh? What about the rubber man? Gomo Gomo no. They're like, no, he's been lying to himself his whole time.
I'm
like,
no.
So he can't even say Gomo Gomo no no more?
Oh, he's gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, Gomo Gomo no rocket that's dead now? Like, no, I mean, no, like no, that's Gomo Gomo no pistol. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like that's all this stuff was a lie? You telling me that my whole tenure with this was a lie with him? Yeah, we lied this other. It's a mythical zone type. Nika. I can't
lie to him and lie to you.
Pretty much, you know. We lie to everybody. We the world government, god dang it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we the world government. We don't stop doing things because of wrong. We keeping the wrong thing until it turns out right. I got that Ed wants the philosophy. Yeah, but I mean, like, so you saying six?
Yeah, I say 6.5
Bill.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm gonna be conservative this time.
Okay.
I'm gonna say 5.1. I'm gonna say 5.1. Okay. The only reason why it will put him near Edward Newgate, and it'll put him above Kaito.
Okay.
I don't know if they're gonna let him go beyond Roger. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if that's because we still got Shanks left. And Shanks is $4 billion.
You're right.
So
I jumped too high. I think because they hadn't found One Piece yet.
They hadn't found One Piece yet. And it didn't
so I think that's gonna be like his end.
6.5?
Yeah.
That's fair. I can side with you on that, on 6.5 being his final one. Then I think about so after this, I'm gonna drop it down a little bit further. I'm gonna say that they're gonna put him at 3.7. It's gonna put him over Blackbeard, but still under Shanks. Because once again, Blackbeard's still not being viewed as the threat of the world. Mm-hmm. So he's still playing that game where he looks like he ain't as threatening as he's supposed to be. So I would say they put him over Blackbeard where he's like about 3.7.
That's right. Yeah, you gotta be Blackbeard first.
You gotta be Blackbeard. You know what I'm saying? Which that's, I think Shanks is next and then Blackbeard. That's mm-hmm. That's my guess. It's Shanks first, then Blackbeard.
I think I see what you're saying. I'll say this. I think Shanks will flip on him.
Mm-hmm.
They won't fight, but then he gets Blackbeard. Shanks is going to be his final boss.
Oh, man, don't do that to me, man. Don't say that, bro. Yo, Shanks is the final boss, man. I'm oh man. It's like then because I like then like him losing his arm will have a whole nother meaning.
Gotcha.
Him trying to keep Luffy alive has a whole nother meaning. He's probably just using Luffy to get to the One Piece. Yo. Because he would have been there if he had stayed on the ship, if Buggy didn't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
If Buggy didn't get sick, he would have saw One Piece himself, but Buggy got sick. And that's probably why Buggy like probably like flipped out afterwards. He's like, you ain't just... But I'm going to live a life of crime now. I was right there. We was 2 points away from being in the One Piece, and you took me off?
Like, dude, you were sick. I'm like... Yeah, so what good is it gonna do everybody on the ship to be there, and we sick? No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I mean, I don't want Shanks to be there, but it just feels like that there's something going on here with Shanks, that you can't really put your finger on. You feel me? It's like there's something. It's like something ain't adding up around Shanks right now. He been absent for a while. And there's been a whole lot that's been happening. I mean, the homeboy ain't been around since Paramount War. That was 2-3 years ago now. So like my final take, and you tell me your final take. My final take, Luffy after this fight with Kaido is gonna be 3.7. Next scrap is gonna be against whoever that pops up on Elbaf. You go. What you got?
I feel you. I agree. I'll go up a little bit. Okay. I'll come down a little bit. I'll say 3.9.
3.9, okay.
And like you say, Usopp will go off.
Usopp go off.
Like I say, it'll be a, they find out what Shanks' true motives are. But then they get ready. But then they get ready to fight White Blackbeard.
I'm gonna throw another one at you. Trafalgar Law, bounty. After this, what you think? His bounty right now is sitting at 500,000. I mean 500 million, and Kid is sitting at 470 million. So what you think the two of them gonna go to?
Cause after that, they gonna go up. They getting in the point billion status.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Especially
they, they gotta be at least one. I mean, I'm a go on a limb because Trafalgar Law has such a rare fruit, devil fruit, the Abop, and the fact that they can like, literally give you eternal life, like it can make you an immortal. I'm going to say he's probably going to be pushed up to like probably 1.8, 1.9 bill. And Kid probably is going to be like 1.3 or 1.4. Only reason why I say this, because Kid, no, I'm not saying that he's dangerous, but as far as Law is dangerous, he got Radio Sword and Op-Op. That's a deadly combination, right? If him and Kid fought, no shade to Kid ain't making it. He ain't making it, bro.
It's... Plus, Law is a former warlord.
I forgot that. You're right. Yeah. So he would have to take a higher bounty.
I say two.
You say two, Bill.
Two for Law.
Two for Law. Okay.
I say 1.8.
1.8 for Kid. Okay. I'm 1.7 for Law. 1.3, 1.4 for Kid is mine. So I'm just saying it for record so we can go back and listen to it and be like, we'll see if we were right after we get through the epilogue and stuff like that. All right, so let's see, who next? Sanji. Sanji and, what's that word? Hold up, man. All right, Jinbei. Jinbei is 438 million. And
he's frozen.
Yeah, and Sanji, because of the stuff that happened at Whole Cake, he went over Zoro. So he's 330 million. So what do you think is gonna happen now that Sanji's fully awoken? His body. A. B, Jinbei has defected and gone to the Straw Hats. So the Jinbei's higher right now by like 108 million billion at 438 million, and Sanji is 330. What you think they're gonna be after this?
That's tricky. Because there's part of me wanna believe that Jinbei might keep as the second largest.
Mm-hmm.
But because yeah, he beat who was who, but Sanji and Zoro beat two of the lead performers.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'd be funny. It'd be real funny if Oda dropped them at the same, get them the same battle.
You looking for war. I like that though. Let's roll with that. So let's say Jinbei goes up. Let's say 510 mil. I'm just gonna throw that. I'm just gonna say that 510 million for Jinbei. Let's say Sanji and Zoro both go up to like 630 million. That's my predicted number. 630 million for the both of them tied, because then Sanji's gonna be like, you goddamn moss head, you ain't better than me. You know, like you know, just. Like yeah, it would be fun. So 630 million for Sanji and Zoro, and like 510 or something like that for Jinbei. What you got?
Shoot, I agree. I think that's about right. Shoot, I'm not ready to jump on to a possible new edition.
Okay. Oh yeah, because Yamato got to come up in the spot, and I don't think she's. We'll see. I can't remember if she's placed on here yet. So those two, Zoro, we already said him. Bartolomeo, oh, the dude, man. Miss that dude. Nico Robbins probably is going to stay the same, but hers, well, no, I'll say it probably bumps up 200 million.
Robbins going to go up.
200 million. See, I'm saying 200 because she's 130 million right now. I'm going to say 200, 205. 205 million sounds like a good number.
Yeah.
So just going to throw that out there. What you say? What you say?
You say 205 million?
205.
Okay. I can see that. And I want to say, I'll say at least three.
Okay. Because 300 million?
Because she'd be one of the top Europa. And shoot,
that is right. That is right. Yeah. By herself. Right. Had to make sure I put it in there. So who be OT? Who be OT? Because Black Mariah was 480 million. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Black Mariah was 480 million. And OT was 400 million. Who be OT? Was it Nami?
Yes.
Yo,
I think Nami. Yeah, I think Nami hit her with a cloud.
Yo, so if that's the okay, all right. So that changes stuff. All right, so yeah, you're right. Like Nico would have, like Nico Robin would have to go up into like 300-400 million. Oh man, 300-400 million. I'll say 450 million for Nico. I say 450 million just because Black Mariah is 480. And she's also very dangerous to the world because she has polyglyphs. She knows how to read polyglyphs. Because she hasn't really done much except for in this art. Like Nico wasn't really scrapping with people until this art.
Right.
Right. So she got Frankie is like 94 mil. He's got to be bumped up by 200 after this. Got to. Yeah. Got to be at least 200. And Usopp probably going to benefit just a little bit. Because he wasn't really as like focal as he was in Dressrosa. Yeah.
Frankie will probably jump over him.
Yeah, he has to. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he has to this time. Like this time he has to jump over Usopp. Usopp's 200 mil. So I think that Usopp might stay the same. I'm just going to throw that. I'm going to say just to piss him off. Like he's going to stay the same. He's like, but idea stuff. And that'd be a good thing to go into Elbaf with. So I'm going to say Usopp stays at 200 million and Frankie goes up 250. 250 mil.
There you go. I see. Yeah, I can agree with that.
I see Nami is 66 million. After busting Ulti, she got to be at least 175 somewhere. Because like everybody on this crew got to be over 100. There ain't no way there's going to be a person on this crew and they not be over 100 mil. Even Chopper, because he was healing people. And folks seen that, they got to push him because he's like, what, five or something?
Man, Chopper only got 100.
Oh, poor Chopper. Chopper at the bottom of the list, man. It's like Chopper, but Chopper dangerous, though. He 100 belly. Chopper, Tony Chopper got to be in the 100 millions after this. He better be. It's like you can't pass that. Too many people saw what he can do.
Like, nah, man, that's just a pit. He ain't no good. He ain't nothing.
Oh, man. I think that at least, all right, so the Chopper is going to, Tony Chopper is going to be 100, 105 mil. Nami is going to go up to 175 mil. Nico is going to go up to at least, before I get Nico. Frankie has got to be at least by 200. Nico has got to be at least by 300, at least in that. She got to be in that area. She got to be. Usopp got to stay the same. He got to. Because he didn't do anything. It's like no shade towards him. This is the arc where he was like utterly useless. He didn't do hardly anything in his arc. Like, so it's like that has to piss him off going into Elbaf because he won't have like no stories to tell.
Right.
You know, so he spent most of his time running it and he went into Frankie's machine. But he didn't really do anything. He distracted Big Mama. That was pretty much it. But by the side, they didn't really, like, Chopper literally shined like 4 or 5 times in this whole arc.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? Like he figured out cures that folk didn't even know they could cure. So.
Dude, Frankie had to put them out the tank anyway so that he can make the Shogun.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah. Zoro and Sanji both got to be like I would say 630, 650, 600,000, 600 million, something like that. They have to be the same, though. That's the kicker is they have to be the same number. In the 600 millions, they have to be the exact same number because attention is always there. But who's the best, right? So they have to be the same number just to piss each other off. That's just good writing. Like, this just makes you write better. Jimbe, 550. 550, 575 mil. Oostis, you said on kid was you said
1.9.
Yeah, 1.9. You said for him. I said 1.7. And Traffic on Law, no, I said 1.3. Traffic on Law is 1.7. Yeah, yeah. And you said 2. You said at least 2 for Traffic on. The let me see. Shanks gonna stay the same. We bought. I said Luffy. I said at least in the 3s. You said 4, right?
Yeah.
So 4. You said 4. That's the list. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm gonna make this episode separate so we can like categorize this. This is like the bounty ranking because I want to know is that's gonna be the epilogue for Wano is gonna be lit, yo. The epilogue for this joint is going to be a lot. I'm hoping that there's at least some celebration. Going on, like, and they're not just immediately thrust into the next one because they deserve it for this one, man. I mean, it's every single character except Usopp did their best. And I love Usopp, but I'm not gonna lie on my mans, okay? I'm not gonna lie on him, okay? He ain't did his best this time. You know, like it was he ran all arc. He ran and hid. So he gotta have his comeuppance when it comes to the next. He got to. If he don't, it's like, yo, Oda, do you hate Usopp, man? What's going on, bro? Like, we gotta figure some things out. But yeah, that's all I got. I mean, that was it. I mean, I wanted like, you know, One Piece, man. I just figured out. Well, if you're right though, if Luffy does go to 4 bill, bro, oh my god,
right?
Yo, that is. I mean, I'm being conservative by saying like 3.7 or something like that. You know, just to give him some room, but. If he goes like 4.1, bruh, the world gonna be like, what the world's going on? We watch this boy grow up. You know, it's gonna be that situation. And old big news, the generator of news, that doggone big news Morgan. One of the best characters in that anime, man. I mean, I don't care what nobody say. Big news Morgan is fun, okay? And he's normally right. That's the scary part. He's normally right. He's like, nah, I'm telling you, man, I know these things. I'm like, you don't know nothing, Big Morgan. I mean, I'm Big News Morgan. You don't know what you're talking about. And then, like, you're like, oh, shoot, he called it. His shot called it.
Right.
You're like, I might have to make me a shirt with Big News Morgan on it, man. I'm being serious, man. Like, I might have to figure that out, man. I'm going to figure that out. Just have him, like, his mouth open saying Big News. Big News. Yes, right. Sir. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm looking at him right now on the screen. I'm like, yep. with his checkered pants on. This sucker right here. Yeah, and it's crazy that he's like an emperor of the underworld. It's like your boy's playing both sides, man. Like this dude is. bro. I'm telling you, man. I wanna, man. Because like big, so the big, so like just this. It's a quick bit on Big News before we get on. So Big News Morgan is so gangster. Big News has been pretty much become the head, the editor-in-chief of the world's greatest newspaper organization for media in this world that they're in, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Big News is actually a Devil Fruit user. You know, so that's a, yeah, like that's the thing. I was like, nah, bro. He's a zone type as a bird. It's Toritori no Mi. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So Big News, it's not just a bird. He's a bird man. So he.
Wonder he was able to box like that.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Big News got hands. You know what I'm saying? This dude dangerous. So Big News got all this power, right? Media power. His word is almost law in the streets. Then he works for the underworld. His word is a law in the underworld.
Nice.
Dope character. dope character. Homeboy's been rolling with German 66, feeding them information on their missions. Big News Morgan, right? Big News Morgan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, homeboy is dangerous. He don't like Big Mama. He don't like the world government. This is the dude you want on your side. He know how to work the underworld, and he know how to work the world. Why would you not want Big News on your side?
I mean,
I'm just saying, man. You know, Big News, also he can box too. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were just saying. We were just saying, yo. Yeah, Big News can box. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that it was trying to think. It was episode 830. Right at the tea party when he showed the boxing that he could box. You know what I'm saying? Well, he was like, oh, sorry, I don't know. Don't get it twisted. So don't get it twisted. Don't let these checker pants fool you, baby. I got hands. You know what I'm saying? He was like, he's like, yo, you want to figure it out? I got something for you. Let me show you what I do. I was like, yeah, that's right, Big News. I was like, if a geek called this dude Morgan, that's just the Big News now. Big News found you the other day. Big News, bro. Big News gonna have you on the in the paper. You keep on. You know what I'm saying? Big News put you in the street. It's like shut up before I put you on Channel 9. That's Big News right there. You know what I'm saying? Big News. Morgan, yo. Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for him to open up his mouth and get the pot, stir that pot. Stir that pot up. And get things moving against the world government. So, I wonder though. Well, last question. What do you think his end game is? Big News Morgan. Oh. That has to be, because like, if he works for the underworld and he does this, but specifically because he works for the underworld, what benefits he get out of like Luffy being the king?
He got ties with Revolution Army.
You think he got ties with Revolution?
I think so.
That would be fire. That he'd be working for Dragon all along. Bruh. Goddamn Dragon. I say, this is just me, okay? I say the underworld becomes the new world power. If the Marines lose power and the world government loses power, there's only one other fully functioning organization outside of Revolutionary Army that has not been seen this entire show. It's Underworld. Underworld is the only thing that we don't know nothing about outside of what Big News said. And they've been doing, let's keep it at 100 now.
Yeah.
The stuff that they've done ain't good.
Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? Let's keep it at 100 real quick. I'm not going to lie on these people now. It's like there's a situation where Doflamingo was brokering peace with the underworld. That's why Doflamingo's character was so important to the story, because he's a kingpin in Spider-Man. You know, if you play the Spider-Man PS4 game, I just give you a more recent understanding. Spider-Man on PS4 begins with like pretty much you're going to finally take down Wilson Fisk, the kingpin. Right? You go in, you grab Kingpin, you lock him up. While he's being locked up, he tells you a lie. He said, you people are stupid. You don't even understand that I've been saving this city, right? And everybody's like, you ain't been saving this city. You've been killing it, right? So once he goes to jail, all hell breaks loose. There's like 5 to 6 new people trying to take over the position of Kingpin. So it's like, well, like, so maybe Kingpin was the deterrent. Doflamingo was the deterrent. So right. I'm wondering, like, if Kaido's gone, that's a vacuum. Doflamingo's gone. That's a vacuum.
Right.
Lin Lin's been humble. That's a vacuum. There has to be new emperors. They have to have new sea emperors now. Like Luffy has to become a sea emperor. Law has to become a sea emperor. Kid needs to become a sea emperor in order to feel that vacuum of power. Otherwise, yep. Underworld can take it. World government can take it. You know what I'm saying? So that's my theory. My theory is that like he's trying to destabilize power so that they could grab all the power. Now, and then you throw in Revolutionary Army, they are trying. They're trying to do the same thing. But I wonder if they would still be at odds with each other though. I wonder. This is Just a thought. Like, let's say Stussy, Drug Peklo, Morgans, Giberson, Umit, and Dewfield are the Underworld Emperors, right? They're the Emperors of the Underworld. And then you got the Brokers, which is Rob Lucci, you know, Tomago, Doflamingo, Pekongs, Diaz Barrows, and Carmel, who was like trafficking children. With Lin Lin, like she was trafficking on Big Mama when she was a child. You know what I'm saying? Frankie used to buy from them.
That is right. Yeah.
Yeah, how in the world he hit me with? I ain't think about that until today. That's a whole nother goddamn book. Goddamn older.
Oh, he gonna teach somebody because
Wow. The Yakuza had dealings with the Underworld. Kid them bought from the Underworld. Traffic on Law them bought from the Underworld. Yep. Jack bought from the Underworld. Rosinante, the Doflamingo's brother,
yep.
bought from him. Like that was a whole issue with the fruit.
Yep.
And Morgan, big news, Morgan is one of the emperors. Bro, I need more. Yeah, but we're gonna have to stop there. Thank you guys for joining us for this wonderful occasion. This is great. Like One Piece, when talking about One Piece is always fun. So always fun. But any final words to the people, brother?
Nah, man. You know what we gotta tell them.
Tell them one thing.
Besides keep watching One Piece, keep reading One Piece, you know what I'm saying? All that. But yeah.
Yeah, they gotta solve those enigmas. Because like we flat out just threw ourselves into an enigma with the Underworld. Now I'm messed up. Because I gotta look this up now because I didn't even think about it. I was like, shoot, I forgot all about that. There was this underground pretty much organization that's been doing heavy work throughout the entire One Piece story, but they've been playing the background. There's been so much stuff happening. Even Revolutionary Army got more shine in them. But they've been moving weight. In the background, man. So that's, man. Because I mean, when Stussy popped up, this kind of like weirded me out. I was like, who the world is Stussy? You know, like she was CP0. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why the world is she? And then she started talking real strange. You know what I'm saying? She was like, yeah, no, do you think? I'm like, well, why are you talking like that? So I said, like, do y'all think this is going to do anything for us? And I'm like, what are you saying? This ain't world government talk you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? They're still talking with Big News about it. Big News like, yeah, you know. That kid Luffy, man, I'm banking on this boy all the way. And I was like, what's going on? You know, I'm like, huh. So, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I think Dewfield dead, ain't he? I think Dewfield dead. I think she shot Dewfield, if I'm not mistaken. I think she did. I think she clapped that sucker. I can't remember. Maybe she killed him.
We'll check it out.
Yeah, I figured out another episode. Until then, solve those enigmas. Do not leave them unsolved. And as I've said before, if you're coughing, please do the vampire dab on them, if you will. And make sure that you wash your filthy hands. We are Audi, and we will see you on the next one.